eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Of their three area locations, Hugh and I have been to all of them. They are incredible. Food and drinks are great. The perfect spot to watch the birds against the Cowboys this Sunday. It is Dallas week. Howard on with us right now. Howard, how are we doing today?
I am just so good. It's the three blind dopes, not the three blind mice. But, Hugh, you might be on the right track here this week. But, you know, we'll deal with it. But I feel great. Hey, listen, the Eagles won. They didn't have to run the football. They scored 38 points. They've averaged 35 points in the last 2 weeks. So let's change everything up. Let's do something different.
Let's get into this. No one wants to change anything up, Howard. But you go back to 2017. They added a back. It helped them get through the season. It kept Blunt fresh, and he played well in the postseason. What's wrong with adding another back to the stable?
Hey, Joe, if you want to live in the past, be my guest.
Past? It was six years. It's the only time they ever won a Super Bowl.
It's 6 years ago, Joe. The running back situation was different. They have the running backs they need. And by the way, just, you know, and then all this Jalen Hurts drama. Oh, my gosh, his knee. I'm surprised they don't amputate. What the hell is going on here? Everybody is bruised up. It's a bruise on the side of his knee. It's not that big a deal. He still runs when he needs to. But the Redskins are a good team against the run. So you've got to do other things. They scored 38 points. And they had two turnovers in the red zone, inside the five. So let's stop. It's not 2017. It's 2023, in case you need to check the calendar. And times are different. The game has evolved. The game has changed, and that's what it is. Most of the top teams run or pass the football because in the NFL, you need to score points to win games.
And I'm with you on that. I'm okay throwing the ball. I just want another back for when they need it.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Why don't you go to one of the department stores, see if you can find one just hanging around, or shake a tree. They fall out of them all the time, running backs. It's not what it is. I'm going to tell you right now, they will 100% not get a running back today in the trade deadline. I believe they're looking for a corner and a linebacker. I think I'm almost positive that's what they're looking for because they want to get a little depth behind Bradbury and Slay. So outside of that, they don't need a running back. Gainwell is fine. Stop with the Kyle nonsense.
You know what, Howard? The need part drives me crazy because as a GM, you got to see the needs before they happen. The Phillies didn't need a bat at the trade deadline.
Apples and oranges.
No, it's not. Then I had to watch Johan Rojas. If Swift goes down, Howard, this running back group is not good enough. It's just not good enough.
Maybe you can get Rojas to be a running back.
He might be better at that than a hitter right now. I agree with you on that.
Don't bring baseball into this, you...
Because I watched the GM punt the trade deadline, and Howie already got Byard, so he didn't punt. But I want one more thing. All right, Howard, you think linebacker. or you think linebacker or corner? Are we talking about a big name here or just a depth piece?
Well, I think somebody that eventually might be able to be a starter. Just a big name. There's not a lot out there that's available. Everybody thinks they're still in it. That's the problem, too. There's a lot of teams that still, like, technically Minnesota's in it, but they're not in it. All right? You know, teams like that, everybody thinks that they're still in it. So it's really hard for them to give up and make a trade for the future for draft picks. So I don't know that you're going to get a big name. I would highly doubt it. But you're going to get, if they get somebody, they'll get a good player, just like they did last week.
Yeah, and in my defense, Howard, when I say running game, I'm not saying change the philosophy of the offense, because I understand that we're a passing team. But there has to be, when you go in that run set, there has to be more of a threat to get the first down. That's all I'm saying. And that just opens up the passing game a little bit.
Okay, I'm going to get all this big back nonsense. All right, Derrick Henry, big back, runs a lot. They're a losing team. Josh Jacobs, big back. They're a losing team. When you really go down, Jonathan Taylor is a terrific running back, but they're not a winning team. It's not the way, and they pay, even with Gardner Minshew, they're passing the ball a lot, Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. So it's the game has evolved. That's what you got to tell Seth Joyner. He can't live 35 years ago.
Don't be putting us in that, man.
We're
already in it.
We're deep in this thing.
You're already in it. He's got to stay in his lane. You know, the one thing he did say that was correct, said he's forgotten more than I know. Well, yeah, he has forgotten a lot. And he's living in the past. I've been a pro football player for 13 years. Well, I've been a broadcaster for over 35 years. Stay in your lane.
I'm pretty good at math.
What I'm just trying. He talks to people to find out. Well, what's wrong with that? If I have a question, like I want to ask Sean Desai, what's he going to do to try to help these teams that come out with the quick passing game? You can't keep on allowing that to happen and them just chewing up yards. And it's happened with a few teams. So these are the kind of things. Do I know what to do? No, I'm not sure what to do. But they think they know what they do. They know more than me. So what's wrong with talking to people to understand what I don't understand and to learn more about what I'm trying to find out to try to help nitwits like you guys?
Well, the last part I didn't like, but I did like the rest of it.
We caught a stray.
Yeah, it's all right. All right, Howard, we got to get your reaction. 2 a.m. this morning, it ended. The James Harden era in Philadelphia. What do you think of the trade that Morey pulled off to send Harden to L.A.?
You know, it was amazing. I woke out of a dead sleep. Woke up out of a dead sleep, and I saw they traded James Harden. You know, that's great. They had to train James. And all this, look what they got back. Daryl Morey won't be there in 2028 for that first-round pick, so he can forget it, all right? He won't be there. There's a lot of people, who knows whether they'll still be Sixers fans. Yes, I would have traded him for a bag of basketballs. So they got rid of him, and they got a break because the owner of that team may be a bigger idiot than the owner of the Sixers because he wants to top the Lakers. So he wants a little pizzazz. Oh, I'm getting James Harden. We got this guy, and we got Kawhi, and we got Leonard. We got all these people to try to take some of the attention away from the Lakers. That's why I believe that trade happened. Now, are the Sixers any better? They're not any better to go deeper. They're not a championship contender, although I might stop over there today and they're going to tell us they're a championship contender. But they had to get rid of him. They finally got rid of him. It's great. But look at where they were. Okay, so they traded for James Harden. How did that work for him? Didn't work for him, right? Mm-hmm. They still have that fraud making the decisions, Daryl Morey. So what are they going to – oh, yeah. What have they drafted? Maxey was not his pick. That was Elton Brand. So what have they gotten to make them better since Daryl Morey's been here? Nada. All right?
Well, not enough. Yeah, right. If it's Maxey, and that's really the whole thing there. All right, Howard.
That wasn't even him. So that's what I would worry about if I was a Sixers fan.
Howard, let's end with this. It is. It's a fun week around here, as always. It is Dallas week. Howard, give us your favorite memory. Go back in the memory bank. Your favorite Dallas Eagles memory over the years.
All right. Well, one that I was standing right there when it happened, and I always bust Troy Aikman's you-know-what when I see him and before I would interview him on TV. I was standing in the back of the end zone, He throws an interception. He's inside the 10, an interception into the end zone, and the Eagles run it back the other way for a touchdown. I forget what year it was, but that was big. And then there's another one. Brandon Boykin shows up, I guess it was the division for the Eagles, on a big wing and big win in Dallas with an interception. Those are two really good ones. You can go back to Wilbert Montgomery, winning that game, but I don't think that got him into the Super Bowl. I think that just got him to the next game. But whatever, that was big. There's so many big moments because, as we all know, the Cowboys suck.
Yes.
All right.
Totally.
We know it. Was it 96? Was that the interception? Was it a linebacker and then Troy Vincent got the ball and ran it back?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
In Dallas, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I was standing right there and I saw this. Oh my gosh. He threw an interception and then he runs it back for a touchdown. That was pretty good. And Troy Aikman, I remind him every time I see him, I remind him about that. He looks at me and starts laughing. I said, yeah, wasn't that funny at that time? But it's funny now. That was a big one for me. There's so many of them, but that was pretty big.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You have a read or a feel on this game Sunday? Eagles about a 3-point favorite. It's a big one, Howard. The Eagles could really open up a big lead in this division if they knock them off Sunday.
Eagles win the game. Eagles win the game. There's no question. I think they will get at least two interceptions out of Dak Prescott. So the Eagles will win the game. If the Eagles don't turn the ball over, they'll never lose. But you got to hope that they stop turning the ball over. But, I don't have a big question that the Eagles will win the game on Sunday.
All right, good stuff. There he goes. Howard Eskin, the dope of dopes. We appreciate him hopping on and giving us his thoughts on the trade, the deadline, the Eagles, and, of course, Daryl Morey. 215-592-9494. We just heard Howard on the Harden trade. We'll play what his son said, Spike, this morning on the morning show, what he thinks will come of this and when. Plus, I guess there's a few people upset about Embiid names coming up today.
They're not happy with you.
Because we said the truth about Joel Embiid. All right, we'll get to that. Plus, a rumor on who could be coming to the Sixers in a potential follow-up trade. All that and the Eagles trade deadline. Offense or defense, what do you want by 4 o'clock? Midday show, Sports Radio 94.